from Limerick all the way down under to Perth in Western Australia, where Ireland take on Canada on Wednesday in the Women's World Cup. More than 300 people greeted the girls in green as they landed in Australia's sunniest state yesterday, which is home to a substantial and growing Irish community. Samantha Librari has been talking to Irish people in Perth about why they have built their lives there.
Western Australia is around the same size as Western Europe. Almost all of it is in the Australian outback, meaning most of its 2.5 million residents live in Perth. With 3,000 hours of sunshine a year, it's been voted one of the friendliest and most livable cities in the world, but it's also said to be the most isolated big city on the planet. So why do so many Irish people now call it home?
I'm Stephen Ryan and I'm from West Clare and I'm here in WA Police, the Serious and Organised Crime Division. I came here in 2009 and I guess I came out at the time really for an adventure. In terms of staying here, I think it's just the conditions, I guess, especially coming from Dublin with cost of living is kind of untenable for a young guard really. I spent a few years up north in the Kimberley in an Indigenous area and a lot of the Indigenous people here have an affinity with Irish people. We have a lot in common culturally, being colonised and that, so I found it very welcoming here.
Detective Senior Constable Kieran Cleary, I'm currently based in Gerrin Detective's Office, which is about 4.5 hours drive north of Perth, and I'm originally from County Leash.
Rightly or wrongly, I probably feel there's probably more opportunity over here for career progression and development, than the lifestyle is really it, you know. I mean, it's winter over here. Yesterday evening, I went down to the beach with the kids and sitting on the sand dunes, watching them playing around, you know, running around. And it's that quality of life, I suppose.
Western Australian police travelled to Ireland earlier this year to try recruit Gardaí into their force. So far, they've had more than 100 applicants.
Kylie Whiteley, I'm the Deputy Commissioner, Perth, Western Australia.
What is it about Gardaí that makes you target the Irish police force in particular?
They are well received, they are loved by all their colleagues, they do an amazing job, and their skill set is very transferable. We are offering a very competitive salary. They can work anywhere from remote Indigenous communities, many stations that are situated on the coastline. So they can work along the coast or they can work in our wineries areas or our tourist regions.
But it's not just police stations where the Irish can be found.
So my name is Finola O'Sullivan. I'm from Kildare in Ireland and I'm here in Perth for nearly 3 years working as a junior doctor.
How's it going?
It's great, mostly because of the lifestyle. The weather is obviously a big aspect of it.
What about the work itself? Is it better here?
You're capped at 80 hours a fortnight. Working overtime obviously does happen, but you get paid for it straight away. If you want annual leave, the HR here really take into consideration your requests. Financially, it is slightly better pay rate, just providing more disposable income to enjoy the life out here. Myself and a lot of Irish doctors joined a surf lifesaving club out here.
Yeah. Very Baywatch.
We don't look like that.
My name is Philip Craven from Baldoyle in Dublin, and I've been working as a doctor here in Perth since 2015. Majority of people in our class actually did choose to move out here for a year or so. The vast majority of them have since moved back to Dublin, and I've been very lucky with the opportunities I've been provided here and kind of made the most of them, which I'd be kind of taking a step back now if I went back to Ireland at my current level. What really swings it is, even though Perth is expensive, you're well remunerated for what you do, and you do have those opportunities of actually buying a house and, you know, getting a decent mortgage and being in a position where you're not being priced out of things. And but then again, it does lack a bit what Ireland would have in terms of sometimes a bit of character, you know, that kind of heritage and stuff you would have. You would miss a lot of that.
The construction industry here is also teeming with Irish immigrants, but for some, it's not all plain sailing.
Hi, my name is Damien McVeigh. I'm originally from Killeen, County Tyrone. I'm currently the WA Programme Manager for Mates in Construction, which is suicide prevention within the construction industry. The construction industry is a tough industry. You usually get up when it's dark and you get home when it's dark. So those long working hours, and it's usually 6 days a week. In Ireland, you do have a really healthy community around you, and that kind of open door policy with your next door neighbour. Unfortunately, you don't see it as common here in Australia. So that sense of community, and you don't have that strength in numbers type thing, which is can be quite challenging for a lot of people.
For most immigrants, 19 degree winters, the great outdoors and career opportunities have encouraged them to build their life here.
Hey, my name is Ali. We're 14 years in Perth. We just fell in love with how beautiful WA was, to the point we wanted to settle and start a family, and we were blessed. I got into mining very early on in the piece, was fortunate enough to kind of set the tone in terms of opportunities for us going forward, to the point where I even branched out and created my own business here as a tanning brand. So still in mining, still doing tanning, and I think that's the beauty of WA, is that you can tap into any kind of industry. So we really and truly are down under, for sure. look, it is hard. Over the years, it's got a little bit easier with the likes of social media and being able to FaceTime. But yeah, it can be very isolating at times, and we do miss a lot of events. It's a choice that a lot of us stand by because we chose to have a life here. But at the same time, you know, it's like we're all here, right? There's nowhere like home, really, at the end of the day.
Long way from home. That was Alison Enright from Limerick, ending that report from Perth from Samantha Librari. Ireland take on Canada in that World Cup tie on Wednesday. It'll be during this programme. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock. Samantha will be bringing us updates from the game during the programme.